Hello, my name is Father Alejandro Puello, and this is my reflection for the 27th Sunday of Ordinary Time. Boy, oh boy, this weekend we read this the beginning of the fifth chapter of Isaiah, where the Lord is communicating that about his relationship with the people of Israel in a way that is both encouragement and warning for us. And this is what I mean by it. The Lord, when he created us, each individual, when he brings us together as a church, he is not doing so arbitrarily. He says to Isaiah, "My friend had a vineyard on a fertile hillside." He's saying, "I have picked the right people with the right gifts that I have given them. I have judged them to be right for this specific work, for this specific, to bear this specific fruit. I have spaded it, cleared it of stones, and planted the best vines. I've built a watchtower and hewed out a wine press." You see, the Lord is saying, there is all this care that I have poured out for you, so that when you respond to the love I have given you, to the graces I have poured upon you, when you cooperate with my grace, great fruit will come. Fruit that turns into the sweetest, best wine. But then he reveals what happens to many of us, to the majority of us, if we're honest. Then he looked for the crop of grapes, but what it yielded was wild fruit. Whew. And the response can seem extreme to us. The response from God can seem extreme to us, but this is both a warning and an encouragement. The encouragement part will come first, which is this. The Lord does not call you at random. The circumstances he has allowed and the people he has placed in your life and the graces and blessings he has showered upon you, they are for a reason. They are purposeful. But it is in your hands to respond to them. But what happens if you're responding to it half-heartedly? You see, what a lot of us do is we go, well, the Lord was expecting grapes. Any grapes will do. So we, as the vineyard, we yield wild grapes. Not the sweet, high-quality grapes that he planted, but something lesser, because we've responded not wholeheartedly, but half-heartedly. And in responding half-heartedly, we produce a fruit that's not even worthy or good enough, or, you know, whose taste is not going to yield a good wine. Our response doesn't even measure up to the investment that God has put into us. And so this is what happens, that when we respond half-heartedly, when we don't cooperate with grace, when we think that we can put the spiritual life on a kind of autopilot, where we can offer the Lord the bare minimum and yield the greatest rewards and fruits and for ourselves and for others, that's a lie. It doesn't work. It does not work. This is how we go from believing that we and trusting the call from God to be holy, be a holy people, be a saint. And we go, well, saint, it seems a little too much. I'm gonna be content with just being nice. Good. I'm being called to good. I mean, not being bad is good enough, right? And so we get into a spirituality of good enough. Just good enough. I showed up to Mass. I left right after communion. I didn't even wait for the end. It's good enough, right? I pray when I bless the food at home, but no other time. It's good enough. I gave my children 5 minutes of my time this week. It's good enough. And so good enough becomes the very, very quick descent into not even worthy of a wine press for wine. Because good enough becomes not good enough. And good demoted to nice eventually becomes selfishness. That's not even nice. You see, the warning is that unless we respond wholeheartedly to God, we will yield this mediocre fruit that doesn't even begin to fulfill the designs that God had for us and for others through us. This unsatisfying, useless harvest. So we accept a kind of mediocrity of ourselves. Mediocrity in love, mediocre in forgiveness, mediocre in charity, mediocre in the care that we offer others. And we say it's good enough, but it ends up not being good enough. And we think that the God who has invested all of this, who has made the heavens and the earth, who tailored every fiber of your being, who knit every part of your soul, who molded the shape of your heart, we think that that God is going to be content with good enough? That the God who takes on flesh so that he can die a horrible death on the cross to show us the immensity of his love for us so that we will respond, that he's going to be content with good enough? But worse, that you should be content with good enough? You were made for more. You and I were made for more. We were made for holiness, for sainthood. We were made for deep, abiding love. We were made for eternity, but somehow we respond with good enough, and good enough is not good enough. It is far from good enough. We do not respond to God's grace and are expecting a graceful harvest. And so we not only end up frustrating ourselves and disappointing ourselves, but we end up hurting ourselves and others. And we forget. Our God is not a God of half measures. Our God is a God of extremes. He has already gone to extremes to get us to fall in love with him and follow him. And so you can respond to God's grace and find in yourself the ability to be great, to be a great father, to be a great mother, to be a great son, to be great in your love, in your forgiveness, and in charity, because you are responding to what God has given you. You're cooperating with God's grace. Or you can half-heartedly do it and find that eventually God says, I am patient, but not forever. I am willing to wait, but not to your perdition. I am willing to remove everything, because if you have not responded with this, I am willing to try hardship. If you have not responded to blessing, I am willing to try hardship to see if that will get you to respond. And so what does he do? He does this. Now I will let you know what I mean to do with my vineyard. Take away its edge. Give it to grazing. Break through its wall. Let it be trampled. Yes, I will make it a ruin. It shall not be pruned or hoed, but overgrown with thorns and briars. I will command the clouds not to send rain upon it. Be careful if good enough has become your normal. Because God, as patient and loving as he is unwilling to not exhaust, is willing rather to exhaust every possibility to get you to respond and bear good fruit. Even if that means allowing for some really harsh things to happen so that you can, and I can finally say, this wasn't good enough. It wasn't good enough for me. It wasn't good enough for my family. And it certainly was not good enough for God. I must change and respond. So what I am asking you to do is to take this reading from Isaiah and look at it in this way. This is both a warning to respond wholeheartedly to God's grace, but also it's an encouragement. You are made for more than you think. You are made for more than you think, for greater love than you think you're able to give, for deeper forgiveness than you think you're capable of. You are made for more. God did not choose at random. He picked the hillside. He spaded the landscape of your life. He cleared it of the stones that needed to be cleared, and he planted in you the choicest vines. If you respond to God's grace, it is not too late to become the man, the woman, the son, the husband, the wife, the daughter, the neighbor that God is calling you to be. Not just nice, not just good enough. He's calling you to be a saint.